Sean Patrick Lovett is in Sydney, where he followed the Holy Father's visit from start to finish, and offers these concluding reflections.
As the banners and flags come down, the posters and signs are removed, as the pilgrims pack up and return home, those who have the task of summing up, wrapping up, of trying to make sense of it all, have to ask ourselves, what will remain? I'm sure we can look forward to a series of spectacular DVDs in high definition showing breathtakingly beautiful images of Sydney welcoming the Pope, of young people celebrating their faith and their youth, of the Pope reveling in so much energy and vitality. Someone has undoubtedly collected the Holy Father's speeches and is preparing to publish them in a handsome volume. I know for certain that CDs with the music of the past few days' celebrations are already selling like hotcakes. And what else? What about the long-term effects, the fruits of this experience? Well, statistics show that this can be a life-changing experience for many young people. Some of them will have reinforced their faith. Others will have discovered a faith they never knew they had. Some will have realized they have a religious vocation. Others may even have met their future spouse in the teeming city of Sydney. That's as far as the individual pilgrim is concerned. Collectively, the image of that massive outpouring of joy and idealism is hard to erase. In a world that insists on keeping God locked up indoors, here was God being unashamedly celebrated in the streets. The message that remains is that faith can no longer be a private affair. It's a gift to be shared. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.